I didn't know turkey feathers were so smooth, Marshall said.
Next to him stood a large white turkey with a black circle around one eye. Marshall ran his fingers along the turkey's broad back. KC tossed some popcorn on the ground. She and Marshall watched the turkey dip his head and gobble up the food. It was early Monday morning, 3 days before Thanksgiving, and they were on the White House lawn. KC had lived in the White House since her mother married the President of the United States.
I'm glad the President is pardoning this turkey, KC said.
Every Thanksgiving, the President of the United States gave one turkey a pardon. That meant the turkey wouldn't be part of Thanksgiving dinner.
He's going to Mount Vernon to live.
You mean he's going to George Washington's house?
Marshall asked. KC nodded.
There's a big farm there now, with lots of animals.
The turkey finished eating the popcorn. He started picking at KC's sneaker laces.
Hey, Marsh, let's give him a name,
KC said. Marshall looked at the black circle around the turkey's left eye.
How about Spot?
He said. The turkey let out a loud gobble gobble. KC laughed.
He doesn't seem to think Spot is a good name,
she said.
Besides, it sounds like a dog's name. Why don't we call him Cloud?
Because he's white? Marshall asked.
And because he's big and soft,
KC said. She held out a handful of popcorn.
Do you like your new name?
The turkey dipped his head and ate out of KC's hand.
He likes it,
KC said.
When does Cloud go to Mount Vernon?
Marshall asked.
The day after Thanksgiving,
KC said.
The president said we're going to drive him there. Want to come?
Sure, Marshall said. Are there other turkeys for Cloud to play with?
I don't know,
KC said. She looked at Cloud, then grinned at Marshall.
You just gave me a great idea.
I did?
Marshall asked.
Are you going to tell me what it is?
KC and Marshall left Cloud's pen, and KC latched the gate behind them.
Yes, but I want to tell Mom and the President at the same time,
KC said.
Race you.
KC and Marshall bolted around the Rose Garden and into the White House. They charged up some stairs, around a corner, and past Arnold, the Marine Guard standing in front of the private quarters. KC could hear her mom laughing in the kitchen. She and Marshall walked toward the sound.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Yvonne,
KC said. Yvonne had come from France to work in the president's private residence. She planned meals, shopped, and cooked for the first family. She looked after KC, too, like an aunt. Hi, KC's mom greeted them. She and Yvonne were sitting at the kitchen table, sharing sections of the newspaper.
Only a half hour before school, Yvonne said. Would you like some cereal?
Yes, please.
KC pulled out a chair.
Can I talk to the president?
She asked her mother.
I have a great idea for Thanksgiving.
Yvonne set a bowl of cereal in front of KC. She handed Marshall a glass of juice. Her mother grinned.
Now you've got me curious, she said. How about a hint? She won't even tell me, Marshall said.
Won't tell you what?
A voice said from behind Marshall. The president walked into the kitchen. He was tall, and his dark hair had a little gray around his ears. With him was Vice President Mary Kincaid.
I have an idea, Dad,
KC told him.
It's about Congress.
The president sat next to his wife.
You're too young to run for Congress,
he said to his stepdaughter. KC giggled.
You know the turkey you're going to pardon?
She asked him.
Big fellow with white feathers?
He said.
We're taking him to Mount Vernon on Friday.
We named him Cloud,
Marshall said.
Nice name,
the president said. So, what's your idea?